Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and mentally fit for God's kingdom. Well, you know, this is Thursday night, and Thursday night I usually ask a lot of authors to come in to tell their story so they can inspire you, can motivate you, can uplift you, encourage you, so you next day, Friday morning, you'll be flying high, you'll be up there in the sky, you'll be soaring, you will never look back again. Well, tonight we have a special guest, Tashambi Kendrell Ware, and I'm going to give you more information, but right now he says, if something I write or have written can help someone make it through the day, then my writings is with purpose. Wow, this is powerful, powerful. So let's do our little theme for Thursday night, which is transformation. Give up the struggle.
Renee Wiggins is a Christian life coach and host of Transformation Give Up the Struggle, where she helps to equip and empower you from the inside out so you can share your story in order that others may grow physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Well, we're back with Tashambi Kendrell Ware, raised in Albany, Georgia, a young man endowed with creativity moved to the city of Macon, Georgia, to continue his education. Upon graduating from high school, his creativity emerged. This led to the creation of Christian CD entitled L period, O period, C period, not like locks the hair, but the love of Christ. I want to repeat that. Love period, O period, C period, the love of Christ. A few years afterwards, TK turned down an athletic scholarship to a school in Kansas and chose to continue his education at a junior college in the state of Alabama. TK became drawn to particular classes that promoted his creativity. These include psychology, English, history, and courses, just to name a few. As the years progressed, so did his creativity, which led to his inspired creations through writing, motivational speaking, poetry. Well, we're going to welcome Mr. T.K. Ware.
Thank you for having me on. It's an honor to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. As we spoke earlier, I said I was drawn by your title of one of your books, Run the Race, 50 Days of Inspiration. But before we get into your books, can you give us a little bit more of what I had said, a little bit more than that?
All right. Well, for one, I always wrote poetry as a child, and I really didn't see much of it simply just writing my feelings on words. It wasn't until I grew in age and when the Lord entered my life that he began to give that gift a purpose. And from that point until, all of my writing was to encourage others, because the place in which I was delivered from, it kind of transformed my whole writing. So the experiences I encountered, it transformed my whole writing. Till now, I see people, and there's a burning passion to help people. And I ventured off into writing simply poetry, and the poetry evolved into novels. And in every novel I've written, there is a biblical theme behind every novel, and that is the underlying message that is not forced. And it was a compassion to write and write, and we ventured off, and I've written scripts, and I've had the opportunity to act in a movie. And this entire transformation, this entire journey has been because of the Lord. And my joy, the only joy that I get out of writing, even though I've made the bestsellers list, those little things, it does not get to my head. My joy is when someone, I've received many messages via email and sometimes phone calls where people have said they were inspired or something I wrote helped them. And that alone is It gives me joy. Nothing else matters except that I can help someone make it for the next day.
Yes, you said that you help and encourage others through your writings, that you're only a vessel seeking to inspire others so they would live and live the life of faith. Wow, that is powerful. But it is also powerful in your journey to give up a scholarship to go into a different direction. You were really following the Lord's lead, because other people said, well, wait a minute here, Lord, is this what you want me to do? But you knew it in your writings. I mean, did you feel the desire? I mean, every time you write, did you feel that it was God's word or was your words that put you into the spell of writing?
Well, and here's the interesting thing about the writing. So every time I write, to me, I'm like a kid at a toy store, because I am so in awe. I never know what I'm going to write, whether it's novel or nonfiction. I never know. Sometimes I'll walk by someone and I will hear a title whisper, almost like a whisper. The minute I would sit down and write, everything will unfold. Or if I'm walking by someone, sometimes I'll hear a title just whisper to me. Back in the crevices of my mind, I will hear a title. And the minute I start writing, the whole idea comes forth. And there's a certain presence, and I can feel when the Lord is with me every time I write, and when it's time for the stop, his presence leaves. So I know then, okay, this is it. I don't add to it. I don't take away from it. And so every title, every creation, anything I have written, I never plan it. Even my novels, I never plan them. They come. Sometimes I am awakened from my sleep. Other times I'm at work and I have to stop doing things and I have to write. And once I get it out, I feel a release. And I feel okay. And I wait until the next time and the next time. And the Lord always shows up.
Well, so therefore, it's really truly embedded in your blood. I was writing a book myself, and I knew the Lord was guiding me, because when I sit down to write, and you, like you said, you get up and walk away, it's like he was drawing me back to the book.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You had to write again, and then I keep walking, because you know, you got to eat, Lord. I got to eat. But then it draws you back to that thing. And I like it when you said, whenever you hear somebody speak, want to say that again, because there are times when I'm sitting in front of the TV, Mr. Ware, and
yes,
all of a sudden you hear something, and bam, all of a sudden it's like, oh, I need to write that down. And that becomes an affirmation. Before you know it, I'm writing, and that pen doesn't come up from that paper. Now, with you, I wanted my listeners to know, when you read about him, you can almost like you're drawn into Mr. Ware. He has that presence, that I guess that aura, I don't want to say aura meaning like new age, but that presence that want to draw into you, because you said, like you said, you write everything from the scripture.
Yes. Yes. Because
wow.
That's my journey. And this complete journey, this race of life, I am in awe, because many, many years ago, I remember on the other side, if you would have told me, okay, one day you're going to write books that are going to touch people, it's going to touch thousands upon thousands, even millions, I would have probably used profanity, some type of profane language to illustrate my feeling at that moment. And so I can look back at the journey, and I'm going to say this, that's a particular woman in Macon, Georgia, I believe, this many, many years ago, over 15 years, maybe 20. And I remember her words, and it's been such a long time. When she saw the transformation, how God took this young man and completely transformed him, she looked at me and she said, for someone like you to change, there has to be a God. I just know there's a God. So the transformation she saw in my life made her believe in God, because only God could have took a rock and molded it into a vessel that can be used. And every time I sit and just reflect on my life, my mind goes there, and I'm like, well, Lord, I thank you for the journey.
Wow. Mr. Wynn, you said that, I got goose pimples, because when you say it took a rock and then he made it into a vessel, I was thinking of a vessel like a pitcher that holds water, and then you pour out your words, and
yes,
it would never cease, that pitcher. Wow. the husband's love, I was really drawn by that, because then when I started reading about it and then thinking, again, there's a scripture in the Bible that talk about the husband's love. I guess it's featured that the husband should love the wife and the wife should love the husband. Is that where you got the title from?
That particular title, yes, that's part of it. And the husband's love, the ultimate sacrifice of love is, well, the ultimate display of love is sacrifice. It's full of the scripture, for God so loved the world. And throughout that book, we illustrate how God, he took this young guy who had no relationship with him, changed and molded him, and brought him into the church. And in the process, he met a wife. And in the process, they became the, I don't want to say ideal, but they became an example of past, present, and future. He lived a rough life. He entered salvation. And the people he once hung around tried to come and do some type of harm. And, of course, we had angelic beings to come down. And, you know, the scripture says, for the angels of the Lord encamp around those that fear. So there are many biblical themes throughout the book, and it basically shows the life of a sinner to a saint, and in the process, how he became a husband.
That's powerful. That's powerful. The husband's love. Truly, truly love. You have to do a lot of sacrificing and compromising.
Yeah.
And so when I saw that, and I saw the white jacket and then the red, it was almost like Jesus' blood shed. The rose, the red. So
yeah.
Let's talk more up to your writings. You know, this Run the Race here, 50 Days of Inspiration. Now, my listeners out there, you know, everybody got the 21-day, the 30-day, the 28-day. But you have here, Run the Race, 50 Days of Inspiration. And I said, yeah, Lord, I needed that, because we can't turn it off after 20 or 28 days. We got to keep going. How did this come about?
Well, the original, I thought it was going to be 31 Days of Inspiration, but the writing continued. And I was like, okay, so I had another, Lord, I need some type of direction. And then he told me 50. And 50, for those who understand a jubilee, 50 is jubilee. And in a jubilee, especially according to Israel, all debts are manumitted. I mean, you owe no one. You are free. It is freedom. It is that moment where you enter freedom from everything, anything that holds you down, anything that is trampling your progress. It is called a jubilee. So with these 50 days, each day is encouragement, and of course we have biblical scripture throughout. And by the time you get to the last day, then you will feel different in your mind. And the overriding scripture that will be the meat of this particular book is Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So in order for me to enter this jubilee, then my mind has to be transformed. And this particular book, and this is the second book in a mind renewal series that the Lord have allowed me to create. And this is the second book in the series. And by the time you go from book one to book four, then, because the final book, book four, the title of that book, and it's funny how you said when you was watching television and you heard, because the title came when I was watching. I actually was watching TVN, was on the background, and I was doing something. And the title of the fourth book is called God Doesn't Condemn You, Neither Do I. And the scripture for that one would be Romans chapter 8. Therefore, there was no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. This entire journey is, you know, for mind renewal, to help you become a better person.
Wow, that is. Give the title to the first book. Give us the title to the first one.
All right, it's Battling and Overcoming Self.
Let's stay right here, Battling and Overcoming Self. That is so true, because a lot of us, a reason we don't succeed or we don't develop that deep relationship with God is because we're battling with ourselves. We are the saboteur. We stop us from progressing. We stop us from doing this. Wow, that is deep. That is really deep. And this is the second book, Run the Race, 50 Days of Inspiration?
Yes.
And the third?
The third one is a 20-day journey of inspiration. I asked the Lord, why do you want me to call it? And that's how he wanted me to title it, 20-day journey of inspiration. And the foreword is written by a woman's mentor and an entrepreneur. Her name is Giovanna Smith, and she writes about the power of forgiveness in the foreword, which goes beautiful with the 21 inspirational expressions. And this particular book also has a journal. So as the reader goes through this book, you'll get to the end of this day, and it'll ask you questions concerning and what you've read. And then we also have biblical scriptures to meditate upon and different things in the back. So this is the inspirational workbook. And then the final book is God Doesn't Condemn You, Neither Do I.
Wow, I like that. I really like that. When you first, let's get back to that 50 days, and you said of Jubilee, I was thinking of the Pentecost, you know.
Yes.
Because it's not just the 40 days as we do through, you know, Lent and everything, but we need to go 10 more days, you know. But the Pentecost, what I was thinking of that. So
yes.
It's sort of like 50 days of, you know, going through this Pentecost. And then you talking about the battle of the mind, renewing of the mind here. And then the third is the 21. I guess we do, it's a journey. Because when you're going through all this, like the Israelites, you know, it's supposed to take them, 9 or 10 days, but it took them, 40 years? Wow. So in a way, you've taken the reader through this sort of exodus.
A journey that could be. And I'm glad you said that, because that's when you first gave me the title and my understanding of Pentecost and the different festivals and everything, and I was getting excited because I'm a reader of my own writing, because ever the Lord pressed upon me to write, I am not, how can I put this, Lord, I am not there, so to speak. So when I read it, I'll say, I can't believe I wrote this. I can't believe this. But it encourages me, you know, it encourages me sometimes. And so that's what I know. I tell people who know me, my family, how do you write? How can? And I tell them, I don't know. It is not me. It is the Christ that lives in me. I can't do anything, but I can do, you know, all things through.
All things. Wow. Again, this series, this journey, this battle of overcoming the selfie, and then you ended. Okay, the third one. You got to forgive yourself. We have to forgive whatever things that are going on in life. We got to forgive ourselves, and then don't condemn yourself. God doesn't Oh my God, that's really breathtaking. It just blew me away. It's a journey. You're putting it as a series of steps leading to the final one. I see. You truly, as you said, God is within you, and He put that pen in your hand, and you just write, and wow, this is really deep. This is really deep. Through this development, the battling of self and try to overcome self, and the, you know, the second one, the mind renewal, and was that run the race, the 50 days, and then the 21 days, and this last one, is there going to be a movie or a play?
Well, I actually have a few in development, one particular play, and they're all spins off from my books. This one particular play is called The Gate of Transition. That is the one that we have been working on, and we have everything designed. So we're now going to gather the actors and actresses, if you know, there are any. And this particular Gate of Transition is about 7 people, and they all have experience life, and each individual represents a type of mind frame. You know, you have some people who they, you know, feel as if they're all right, and some who feel as if they're not. So each individual represents a mind frame that exists among people, and they all standing in this long line, and at the front of this line there's an angel, and he has the book of life. And so each person walks up and tries to plead their case. before this angel who knows all. And in the, he allows them to plead their case, and then he allows, then a screen comes down and it reveals their true nature. So you have, I mean, and it, so it's going to be very dramatic, highly illustrated, and it's going to be very, it's going to be thought provoking, which is all of my books are, which, you know, they are. And this particular play, once you get to the last individual, then he represents the audience. So then the question becomes, what will your life show before the angel? And how have you been living?
Mm.
You know, so we can hide, we can hide from man. You know, we can hide from each other.
Mm.
But God sees everything. So and there's nothing you can do. There's nothing in existence or outside of existence that hides from his eyes. So he sees and knows it all. So but I can hide from my brother, my cousin, my sister, my mother, my pastor. I can do these things and think they don't know, but God sees. So in the end, then you shall be judged. And this particular play will really make you consider your walk, consider your interactions, even the thoughts you allow to harbor in your mind. And all of these things are talked about throughout all of the books as well. So it's something that I'm looking forward to. And
That's deep. That is deep. My mind was just racing. Oh, my God, that brought chills. Because I can see that play done in black, you know, not a lot of color props. Few props standing in line talking, and everybody's in like a dark color or, you know, nothing too fabulous color, I guess. And, ooh, and a screen come down. Oh, man, that's going to be, oh, boy. Mm-mm. Broadway, here you go, Mr. Ware. Broadway, or either off Broadway. Yes, that is. So, what can you say to my listeners out there? You know, with all this inspirational, all this thought-provoking information tidbits you've given tonight, what can you say to them to keep them motivated and keep their faith?
Well, there's one thing I would say, and it kind of pretty much sums up. Run the race, you know, 50 days. You know, we're all human, you know. You're going to make mistakes. But see, the problem comes in the fact when you dwell in those mistakes, just like a pig loves mud. You know, it prefers mud. It doesn't want to be clean. So the problem in our walk of faith is when you live in those mistakes. I mean, you make a mistake and you move from day to day and you're still in that same mistake or that same mind frame. You know, you can't let it go, either by choice or because you feel as if you're less than who you are when God doesn't see you like that. The minute you make a mistake, Lord, forgive me. And when you say it from a sincere heart, he forgives. So as we live life, mistakes are going to come. It's not about the mistake, but it's your response to the mistake or the offense that defines you. So continue to live, but don't allow mistakes or circumstance or situation to dictate or control your emotions, because God knows and sees it all.
That is so true. It is. When you again talking, again, you say things and you write things, but it's just so meaningful when you said that the pig likes to play in that mud. It's like he's covering himself up, and like what you just said. Because if you lease that mud, then you have to face who you are. Or, you know, it's just, wow, that's powerful. Because a lot of us hide behind the mask. It's true.
Yeah.
You know, we hide behind the mask because that's the thing for us to protect us. That's our shield in life.
Yeah.
When we really should be protected by our faith.
Yeah.
That is so. So, yeah, so that's next with you for the play, any other books or the spoken word? You put some of your poems to spoken word?
Well, yes, I actually, you know, spoken word, that is actually one of the outlets I utilize as well, I mean, to help and to glorify the Lord. You know, I've performed in, you know, a few places, few avenues, few churches and different things, so, and I also have poetry books coming out as well, in which we, you know, and all of my poetic expressions are Christian base, you know, I say Christian base, but there is not a false doctrine, you know, so it is, you know, things that anyone from any spectacle of life can relate to, you know, and my spoken word, we perform every now and then, and to kind of glorify the Lord in different places, and there are a few other events. We have a few other novels coming out. We have actually a sequel to Trial of Injustice, and that is, I don't know how it happened, but the Lord, when he gave me that title, and I wrote, I think it's a little under 60,000 words. It probably took me about a month, no, maybe less than that. And it's basically about a preacher who was arrested for, he was accused of murder. Now, the whole message in this book is, then is his mind, said the Lord. And that's the whole message. So this, the preacher, he constantly declares the word. And he constantly reaffirms the word over and over and over, because he hasn't done any wrong. And in the end, of course, the Lord shows everything that is done in darkness is brought to the light. So this particular book is it instills faith. And there are many different points in there that instills faith, shows you how to walk by faith, even when the circumstances seem so bleak, when you feel like you're about to give in, but still hold, maintain that little faith. If you can maintain that stance of faith, then God will show up, and he will show out as he did in that particular book. And we have a sequel to that particular novel, and we have, I would say we have other novels coming out, but I can only say, then we shall manifest it.
Wow. When do you have time to write all these things? Boy, you busy, right. This is amazing to me, because you said you got this, you got that. I'm thinking, okay, then you don't have no other job but that then to write then. Oh, wow, that is good, because sometimes for me to write one sentence, I spend 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Oh, boy, that is really deep, because I saw in 60 Minutes where this preacher was in love with, with one of the members, and he had killed that woman's husband so he could be closer to her, and she knew it, but then, of course, at the end, she denied it, but he said yes on 60 Minutes. He did. He would did anything for her, and, you know, his wife left him. He had, of course, you know, the church, you know, told him he had to go, and, of course, he went on to jail, but ooh, boy, these are some powerful things that you write. You're right. So tell my listeners where they can get your inspirational words, your works, your poems, your books from. Where?
Okay, well, for one, you can go to my website, www.tk-ware.com. You can find me on, or you can go to Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, of course, Amazon, and you can get my books through all of these outlets. And, of course, through social media, you know, find me on Facebook, find me on Twitter, find me on Instagram. You can find me on all those places. GospelWriter8, same thing for, that's my tag for Instagram, my tag for Twitter, K-Ware. And there is my theme is always going to be the same. You know, I don't have time to interact with other types of and post things. My only mission is to inspire, encourage, and uplift, and even motivate. So throughout all of these outlets, that's what you'll find. And on my website, tk-ware.com, you'll find a list of books, my upcoming events, and different places where you can contact me. I'm also a youth mentor, and, I go out and do motivational speaking, you know, and so I do, well, actually, I'm a youth minister, so I actually, you know, go out and do different things, so my contact page is on there where I come to different places, and, you know, and it's my joy to just go out, and especially if I can encourage a young person, that is my joy, because they are the future. So if you can find a kid or a child at the stage where they're most apt to receive, then you can help mold that child's future according to God's principles and will for their life. So, hey, you can find me on social media. Go to Google, TK Ware. I show up.
Yes, he does, everybody. Mr. Ware show up a whole list of things about his books, about what he's doing, and his actor, you know, producer, writer, motivator. He is all, and it's all based in faith. It's all based with, you know, the Christian Bible. And I really appreciate you. And like I said to you earlier, I liked it when it said, run the race, 50 days of inspiration. TK Ware. Mr. Webb, thank you so much for coming. I'm looking forward to talking to you again.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.